I have the next one as well. So.
Okay, if you could read item 884.
Authorize a contract with the lowest responsive bidder for the construction of the Humboldt Sewer Rehabilitation Project, number E10564, for $4,980,000.
President, more than one-third of Portland's 2,500 miles of sewer pipes are 80 years or older. The Humboldt Sewer Project is part of the Bureau of Environmental Services' large-scale sewer repair program to repair or replace the most severely deteriorated sewers in the city system. And here to present is our good friend Scott Gibson. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. So good morning. I'm here to ask for permission for authority to award a contract on the Humboldt Sewer Restoration Project. With me today is Eric Dirschbeck. I like to bring along one of the key team players. Eric's actually going to be our construction manager, so he's going to administer the construction contract, oversee the quality of the constructed work, and deal with utilities and the public as a part of his job going forward. And his part of the work will start right now. As a review, I'd like to show you an overview of our large-scale sewer rehabilitation program. Each of the purple areas are areas we have or are intending to get through as far as rehabilitation. The area in green, you can see Humboldt is outlined in green, so that'll give you an idea of where we're located. As the commissioner mentioned, this is extremely old pipe, and I have two slides that'll show you some of the worst that we found there. Cracks, major holes, root infestation. I got one more. And then one thing that I did want to add was to show you a slide that would indicate how the engineers are making assessments with regard to which pipe should be repaired and which pipe shouldn't be repaired. So in addition to showing you pipes of extremely poor pipe that we intend to replace, I wanted to show you some of what we're saving in order to stretch out the dollars. So on the left, the theme of this pipes that are in the project and pipes that are out. On the left, you'll see pipes with multiple fractures and highly deteriorated channel sections, large holes with root intrusions. And on the right-hand side, you'll see stuff that we did not include in the rehabilitation that we expect can last 10 to 20, 30, 40 more years before it deteriorates to the point where it needs to be replaced. So you can see minor cracks on the right-hand side and small cracks along the pipe alignment that don't indicate pipe failure, as well as roots, which we can maintain through a preventative maintenance and a maintenance program. So this was my 11th presentation of the program. This is the 11th time I've come here with these projects. I thought I'd show you something a little bit different. So to talk about the project, I have Eric, and he could run you through what the construction will be like.
Hi, my name is Eric Dirschbeck, and I'll go through some of these slides. This slide provides some statistics that can give you a flavor for the project size and complexity. As with our other neighborhood sewer projects, a broad suite of rehabilitation tools will be used to restore and reconstruct failed pipes. Ready? Work will occur near schools. For the K-12 schools listed here, we have included special provisions for the timing of the work to happen outside of school hours. Several pipes will be repaired on or near PCC campus. Over the course of design, we work closely with administrative staff and PCC to work and try to closely understand some of the sensitive areas near PCC and which pipes they would prefer be done during the summer. And also, when we talked to them, we pushed the construction of our project to work with them with a project they had going on called the PCC bond construction. And so that was one of the things we did. We worked out with them. The project does include night work, which is primarily to accommodate the cured-in-place lining process, which it will be used to repair many of the pipes. This is a non-invasive trenchless technology that typically takes 1 to 4 days, depending on the size of the pipe. Air inflates the liner, then hot water or steam cures the liner, meaning it gradually hardens to a rigid form, creating a smooth surface, sealing the cracks, and restoring the pipe to near new condition. A noise variance was secured for several locations where the extended cure time is anticipated, and this is a function of size of the pipe and the length that requires this curing process to take a longer length of time. Public outreach, we had public involvement, staff engaging a variety of stakeholders that helped the project team address unique issues for the neighborhood, including work in alleyways, timing of construction around PCC, and special provisions for work adjacent to sensitive areas such as State of Oregon facility on North Webster and the North, the Moore Street Salvation Army located there in North Moore, and neighborhood association meetings where we engaged the community and did presentations at the Albina Killingsworth Safe Neighborhood Commission meeting, and information and tables were provided at events that were hosted in Peninsular Park. An additional note on cured-in-place pipe lining, there is a chemical odor during the curing process from chemical styrene that is in the resin liner, but it's not at high enough levels to be harmful to humans or pets. I believe last time Commissioner Fritz had a concern or a question that came up whether styrene was harmful to animals. So the basic message is styrene is not shown to be an issue to humans or animals, and we've explored a variety of sources, including Styrene Information and Research Center and the CDC Division of Toxicology and Human Health. We can email Commissioner Fritz more detailed information following the City Council meeting if you're interested.
I really appreciate when you remember what I said last time and answer my question before I ask it again. And as long as you've reviewed it, you know you don't need to send it to me, but thank you very much. And presumably if anybody in the public wants to see it, they can contact you and get that information.
Yep.
Thank
it's
you.
It's available.
Back a slide for a second.
Yes, of course.
I just want to anticipate a concern my colleagues may have. When I looked at this slide, my first reaction was, are we now running sewer lines above ground and just
across the park?
Is this an arch going across the park? And the answer is, this is just the line. This is the liner that's been laid out, which then is fed through the manhole and goes inside the existing pipe. So this is just the process, but we're not proposing above ground sewers.
Thank you.
And if approved, we anticipate that the procurement of construction contract will occur this summer and the construction will begin in the fall. And that so sometime in October, we hope to begin construction.
And we've seen some volatility in pricing recently. I think we're in a transition point in the construction market, so we're using a high level of confidence, although we've been able to exceed that as far as the accuracy of our estimates recently, but we're just not sure what's really going on in the market. So with that, if there are any questions, we're here to answer them.
Any questions? Okay, let's see if anybody wishes to testify.
Veronica wished to speak.
Incidentally, that's a lovely photograph that you ended up with the roses
Thank
and
you.
The dog in Peninsula Park.
You, gentlemen, you can go ahead and have a seat.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Just give us your name, and you have 3 minutes.
3 minutes, exactly. Good. Good afternoon, City Council. I see the mayor is not here. We hope he had a good trip. I always love seeing the mayor at this
Can
City
you give
Council.
Us, give us your name, Veronica.
My name is Veronica Vernier from PSU Public Health and Safety. I'm a retired LVN whose field was PDICU and community health, things like that. Good morning, Nick Fish. You're looking well this morning. And good morning, Dan Saltzman, one of my favorite players. And good morning, Amanda Fritz. You're working well. And Steve Novick, of course. Here's a bulldog. But that's just a figure of speech. But he's always ready to pick up the struggle. To this, I would like to say that I understand what primary and tertiary treatment of raw sewage has to do with a lot of things. And in sewage pipe, we understand how it has to be clean going in. This is kind of a large project and will impact the neighborhood in a very, very grand manner. If there is night placement of sewage pipes or large pipes in the area, that is going to come into play in the community. And I would want to see that the police department and the county health department stays abreast of this issue. I do know that there are people in the community that do a watchdog work, and I think that's very important. I do remember living in the country one time when they put in pipes in our community, and we were living in the back 40 in Petaluma. And when they put in the pipes, it disrupted all the cows, chickens, and ducks, and everything else. But what I was going to say is we had a good outcome. It was below ground, and the pipes did work. And I think a little bit of disruption is okay as long as the end goal is met. Now, I wanted to also include the churches. Holy Redeemer is obviously Catholic, and nearby schools definitely to support them. In this time, especially during the summer, I think it's good if the Pope even himself notices that the churches need support. And that comes in dollar amounts in the collections on Sunday. Not the whole world isn't Catholic. We knew that already. However, if we can reach into the community where these new pipes are going and support the local churches and the schools in dollars amount, like not charitable contribution, however, but just community health support. That just means going in there and being there and looking at them and saying, what can we do to help too? Because anytime you have raw sewage or replacement of pipes, you usually have some shift in the terrain. So keep up the good work, City Council, and we look forward to seeing the mayor in a pickles game.
Okay, thank you, Veronica. Okay, this item moves to a second reading.